This is a debate that's been going on for a few years, and different parts of the country are going in different directions. But it's all about whether or not kids should be allowed to body check in minor hockey. And some organizations are moving away from body checking. Others are saying, like Calgary did over the weekend, that they're going to hang on to body checking in minor hockey, despite evidence that players in Alberta are at three times the risk of being injured and four times the risk of concussion compared to players in Quebec, where they have reduced or eliminated body checking.
It is unfortunate, Mark, when you look at the data and you look at the risks in different areas. And these, we're talking about children that are 11 and 12 years of age. And as everybody knows, all our listeners know, there's a wide variation in body size at that point. Some start to grow and some reach heights that are much greater than other kids. Their body mass increases and others are slower to develop, but they're all in the same league. They're all in that same age group. And as with anything, if you have children with smaller bodies that are getting literally slammed by higher speed, faster players that are larger, it's almost as if you have kids playing with some small adults. And you wouldn't, you know, if you have sort of have this image in your mind of a teenager playing, you know, a group of teenagers playing amongst a group of 9-year-olds or 8-year-olds in terms of size, and they're body slamming them and they're checking them into the boards, you wouldn't find that very, very amusing, nor would you find it very fair, and certainly at much greater risk for those younger kids. Well, this is what's going on in this age group where you have this wide disparity of sizes. And you have the evidence, Mark, as you mentioned, where they compare the leagues where you have in Quebec three times less risk of being injured and four times less risk of concussions. And we're talking about the safety of our kids. It's not a matter of saying no body checking throughout their hockey careers or at least through their participation. It's at that age group that you have and lower that you have these particular injuries happening more so than in later on when you have an even playing field where you have all the players essentially about the same size.
And yet there are some people who argue if you don't introduce them to body checking at a young age, then they won't know how to do it later and it won't be as safe then. So it continues to be a debate. But as you point out, the data seems to suggest that it's risky for players of that age.
Yeah, and I don't buy that argument. The skill can be learned really at any time. What can't be undone is having a child in the under the aegis of saying, oh, well, they have to learn body checking now because they won't know, ending up with some brain damage or other body injury that makes it difficult for them to even play hockey later on. So, you know, that's an argument that's really doesn't really hold very much water. You can always learn to body check later on when your body is large enough and strong enough to withstand that type of activity.
Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.